You're listening to Reporter's Notebook on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Reporter's Notebook on WTMJ. As we look ahead to some of the events we're going to be following this coming week here on the station, you may hear us talk a little bit about an event happening in Stevens Point. If you're familiar with the golf course Century World, and for those in the golf world, how could you not? The flowers, they speak for themselves, but we do have an event coming up at Century World this week, the Rolex Girls Junior Championship. Some of the best young lady golfers from all across the country are going to be right here in Wisconsin, and that includes a 16-year-old from right here in our area, Beaver Dam. Her name's McKenna Nelson, and we had a chance to talk with her earlier on Wisconsin's Morning News, and by we, I mean WTMJ's Vince Vetrano, who is with me now. And Vince, for a little bit of background, what should people know about this young golfer that if they don't know already, they should?
Well, first of all, whenever I talk about golf, Adam, and you know I love golf, but I know everybody doesn't.
Sure.
So for me, golf stories that we bring to our listeners here on WTMJ always have to be about a little bit more than golf, right? Mm-hmm. And McKenna's story is fantastic. She's an amazing golfer. I don't want to put too much pressure on her, but certainly she is on track to be an elite golfer in college and perhaps have a shot at being a golfer for a living. And she's just 16 years old. She is our WIAA defending state champion. She won the state championship in fall, which is when girls golf is in high school. She shot a 65 at University Ridge on the first of 2 days.
For context, I believe my first day back in 2012 when I was at the state tournament, I am pretty sure I almost shot triple digits.
Right.
So that puts this into some context.
Yes. So she's real good at golf. And she is joining this field that's going to be 72 girls golfers, ages 12 to 19. And there's actually an international component to it as well. These are the top 72 or among the top 72 golfers on the planet in that age group for girls in golf. So a really elite field, and McKenna is going to be among them. Excited about the chance to play in her own backyard.
Now, you as a anchor, host, reporter, you wear a lot of hats at WTMJ, but part of your job and all of ours is to conduct interviews, and we're always looking for those juicy nuggets, those sound bites that you hear on the station all the time. But when you interview young people in particular, sometimes it's a challenge kind of navigating, and you want to give them the space to be themselves, but we also have a job to do as reporters and hosts of a show. How have you, over the years, when you're interviewing younger people, teens, maybe young adults, what strategies do you like to use to try and bring out the best in an interview from them?
Well, it's kind of hard, too, if you're not. I was in TV, we were so often in person. We're together in that shared space, and then you have different cues and things that you can look for in terms of that engagement. If you're virtual, as we were, so I could see her because we were over Zoom, but you know, you're not together, so that is a little bit of a challenge. You know, for me, it's always, and I'm a dad now, and my twins are just graduated from high school this past weekend, so I know in that space when you communicate with young people, you just got to meet them where they are and be yourself. You don't try to be reporter guy. Don't try to be journalist guy. Don't try to be interview guy. You just be yourself and ask the questions that are interesting to you, also channeling what you think would be interesting to other people.
Now, that said, you have had quite a career in both radio and television. Is there a moment that stands out to you where maybe the total opposite happened and you found yourself just trying, just come on, kid, give me something here. I got to go back to the boss.
Almost deliberately, and that was sort of the point. I remember we did this Thanksgiving story, and it was one of those, and it's hardly a unique idea, but it's funny every time. We went to like a second grade classroom in Wauwatosa where I grew up. We were at Washington Elementary, and we're asking kids how to prepare various things for Thanksgiving. And the whole joke of it was the, I don't know, bacon at 25 degrees for like 10 minutes. And like, so the point of it was to get to those moments where they didn't really know what to say.
Before I let you go, Vince, you mentioned that you have a high school graduations that happened this past weekend for you. As you've gone through this journey of being a father, how has your experience through parenthood framed the way you conduct yourself on air, whether through interviews with children or otherwise?
I think once you become a parent, you connect with other parents in a different way. And like, for example, when there's a tragedy that involves a child, we have this, you know, story out of the Pewaukee native who's accused of killing his own children. Every parent, and you know this instantly when you become one, whenever you have a tragedy that involves a child, you immediately put your children's faces on those victims' faces. You feel what it would be like in your heart, in your mind, in your home to experience that level of tragedy. So it deeply personalizes in some ways so many other stories. It's so much easier to empathize with people and understand. So I would say I just grew as a person that way through parenthood. I will also say, as my kids have graduated, I feel like I'm graduating too. I'm very excited and proud of myself.
Yeah, you did a great
job. That's right. I think I did a great
round
job,
Adam. Round of applause
Adam.
For right. WTMJ's Vince Vitrano with me on Reporter's Notebook. Thanks, Vince.
You bet, bud.
Bringing you the story behind the story. This is Reporter's Notebook on WTMJ.